It's now time to talk to the shooter, Pat Bradley, brought to you by Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of rates starting as low as 1.99% with Alcoa's Summertime Auto Loan Special. And Cabot Outdoors, your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. And we work with all brands in the service department. CabotOutdoors.com. Now, from the land of the Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, and Red Sox, here is Pat Bradley.
Hello, Pat. It's just, I'm not sure if Vaz told you, but it's just, it's Jack Allen, Channel 7, myself. My buddy Eli Loving is here as well. So, not the normal crew, but it's nice to talk to you.
I love it. You guys are holding it down. How's it been going?
Fantastic. I mean, we are in the most dead of dead time sports-wise. Like, that is why Roger and Baz are not here, right? The wedding kind of worked out at a good time for both guys. Are you in Boston? Did you see one Roger Scott this week?
So I didn't get a chance to because their only day, because they had the wedding stuff, I think, Friday, Saturday, and then they're in Nantucket, I think, actually yesterday and today. So Thursday, I had a few things. I could not meet up with them, and they were actually going to my old stomping grounds. So normally I would have, but, you know, they had the whole family in town, and they were doing a bunch of different things. So I would have just been like an anchor. I'd have been dragging them down. They were living it up in high society, the Scott family this week in Boston.
Yeah, I love Boston. I think it's a great summertime city, Pat. I'd kind of put it up there with Chicago. It's a bit different vibe, obviously, but summer, it can get hot, but it's not as hot as it is here. It's always a really nice place that time of year. And also, I don't know if they went to a Red Sox game, but the Sox have been playing pretty well. Beat the Dodgers yesterday. I think they got a wild card spot. Have you been keeping up with your Bo Sox?
Well, it's an annual tradition where outside of a few seasons, they disappoint incredibly. They just disappoint you. You know, the owner doesn't want to spend money. Actually, I think Roger's daughter and son-in-law went to the game Friday night. The big news is that all the concession workers are on strike. So, you know, that's one of the big things that everybody, you drive around the city and you see, like, people sitting around holding signs that they're on strike. So I don't know if they were able to get a good Fenway Frank. But, yes, the Red Sox are in this situation where they have a chance to make a run, but the ownership group, sometimes they don't want to spend money. We know how it is.
Well,
you gotta have it.
So Jack's a Liverpool fan. Jack's a Liverpool fan. There's a theory that since the Henrys have really started, they've put a lot of money into Liverpool. Maybe the Red Sox have been
neglected a little bit.
They have been the. On the other end of the business end of that decision.
Yes, of course. Listen, I think John Henry, isn't he from Missouri? Isn't he a Missouri guy?
I don't know. I should probably know that if he is. That's my wheelhouse. I've got no idea. You were saying
it's right in your wheelhouse. Yeah, you dig that up. You find his history at some point, but. You know, I think, any organization, I don't care if it's even now it's college athletics. I mean, it's the same thing. Well, I guess it's always been that way with, it starts really with at the top of the decision makers. They're going to spend that money to either, at one time in college athletics, it was building facilities. It was getting, paying a coach and his staff. You know, now it's... where can we get the money to actually pay the players? And I think it's the same thing, in professional sports.
Yeah.
It's really not, it's not very difficult when you see what the Dodgers are doing, what the Yankees do. And
yeah, the Mets.
Right.
It's funny because, every trade rumor you'll see, it's always there's a mystery team involved. It's like there's a mystery team and it's the Red Sox, but they never actually make the trade. unless they're trading away, unless they're like trading away Rafael Devers,
right? Get rid of somebody.
Yeah, yeah. They're so it's always they are always the mystery team involved. But I'd say for the better part of the last 5-10 years now, Pat. I mean, they were in the World Series in 2000 and when they beat the Dodgers. What year was that? The crazy long game. What world was that? 2019.
No, 21.
When was it? They win the Dodgers won that one. The Red Sox won that one. I forgot. Totally forgot who won that one. Do you know what I'm talking about, Pat? The World Series where there was like the 18 inning, 19 inning game.
Yes, I hate to bash the Red Sox because they have over since 2004 they've actually put together four or five good championship years.
Yes.
Baseball's strange where it's a very you go from last place to first place, and I guess it's because of the salary cap, right? You go from last to first in a matter of one season.
Baseball you can totally do it. Also the big thing is there's only like five actual teams that are competitive. It feels like you got some stories like the Tigers and whatnot, but there's some of that. Pat, anything basketball wise going on? It is it's pretty dead, I guess. The NBA, like you're kind of everything's kind of been settled at this point in time. Did you see that Moses Moody and Draymond were in Little Rock?
Who else was there? Was a couple of other. Well, TBT is going on now, obviously, which I don't think we've had a team in the TBT. Was Moses a great kid? Great kid, Little Rock kid. Was he doing his camp?
He's doing his camp, and then he also threw out the first pitch, and Draymond came here to support him, and so it looks like Draymond is his vet, which I think is pretty good guy to learn the ropes from, right?
Yeah, Draymond's he's a passionate guy. He's a heck of a he's a smart basketball player, but I think he also understands how to navigate his way through a locker room and kind of teach you that way too as well. And Moses comes from a really good family, and they're good folks. But yeah, basketball wise, it's at this point, the one thing that they do a little bit different now is a lot more of the guys stay on campus during the summer.
Right.
And people have been talking about this for a while now. Like, we've seen where teams can go, you can take every 4 years you can take a team overseas. But I just don't understand why there isn't some organized college summer either league or some way where they can allow you to play actual games. Like, why isn't Arkansas playing Memphis?
Yeah.
In a organized exhibition, whatever, an organized game on Wednesday night. It just makes too much sense. I don't get it.
Well, especially now that they're playing exhibitions against Kansas or TCU before the season starts anyway. Like, why can't we do one of those this weekend when there's nothing else going on?
Pat, were you in high school? Did you all have team camps during the summer? Because it was just like, we had these, 3-4-5 day long camps where you'd go to a certain school, and schools from all over the state would come. And it was just your rosters, and you kind of just played. Like, it was like summer league. Did you all have that in high school? Because I think, what if Arkansas and Memphis and UCA and Pine Bluff, Arkansas State, just brought their summer rosters, together in one place and just played games for...
Just have a fun day at Simmons Bank Arena here,
just play games all day somewhere, right? And you can sell tickets, summer league, $10-$15 a pop per game. I think Cal's flew this idea, too. But, Pat, did you have that kind of team camp situation back in high school?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, absolutely. We go to Boston University.
Mm-hmm.
They had team camp, and we ended up getting kicked out, but we were there for about 3 days.
What happened?
We lost five. Well, one of my buddies he brought fireworks and he let them off in the dorm room.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll get you. That'll get you the hook. Get you the hook pretty fast.
Yeah, that's any coach. I really think high school coaches who take their teams like on away camps or road. God bless them. God bless them, because the things that kids get into is
they better get paid.
You know, they're out of the house. You know, they don't. You know, their parents aren't around. They want to that rabble rousing.
Well, it's funny because so. I mean, you know, it's. You go to the rec during the summer, and I stayed my summers at Missouri too, and the basketball players are there, like beating the brakes off of like me and like Kevin, my friend, you know, and like so, if they're gonna do that, why? Like I know it's happening in Jonesboro, I know it's happening in Fayetteville, I know it's happening in Memphis. Why not just let the action, yeah. You know, let them play against each other as opposed to going to the rec and you know some Delta Chi is getting his tail whipped, and there's you know I feel like that'd be a much more effective use of the summer, because yeah. these kids are still playing. Like they're not going to stop playing. Right. They're just going to keep playing pickup.
Well, we played in the program. Yeah, we had a in when I would come home in the summer in college, we had it was a program. So we had guys from the Boston Celtics would play, and anybody from you know any college in the area would play, and. But, you know, the easy answer, and usually if there's an issue, it all comes back to the NCAA. They are the problem.
And they're too involved in basketball.
They restrict, but the NCAA will say, well, you can't practice. You can't. Why? Well, I don't know, because we made the rule. What are you talking about? It's just like anything else, whether it's the NCAA or it's the government. They put restrictions for no reason. You ask them why, they go, I don't know, because we're going to put a restriction. Why? I don't know. It's the NCAA. It's their issue. Like, if the coaches could do it, like, Coach Cal right now would be playing games. I think he's right. I think he's even said it.
Yeah, he said that.
Coaches didn't do it.
He said he wanted to, and also, I think, you know, with this, Pat, I mean, the NCAA, like functionally as an athletic, their job is to put on athletic events, particularly this, the
NCAA tournament,
right? And I think with that, you know, they're going to try to even take as much tight hold of basketball as they can because they've basically lost football already. I don't think it'd be a bad thing if they lost basketball, but you know, their job really is to put on these championships, and I think the NCAA tournament, you know, with them with basketball, that's why you see those such tight restrictions. But man, I'm on board with you, Pat. They gotta do something during the summer because I mean, there's just nothing happening, and why not? Because the kids, these kids are going to play pickup anyway,
right? And the thing is, like, even for us, right? I mean, we're all in sports media. Like, why? It would be very. I know you guys would watch if the Hogs played against Auburn or I don't care, Florida, Little Rock, right? I mean,
if they played anybody, we'd be watching. There's nothing else. That's why the TBT's on ESPN. I mean, would televise Cal in a t-shirt and gym shorts coaching against against Penny Hardaway to gym shirts and t-shirts, t-shirt and gym shorts.
Well, I mean, I remember they would.
Pat, I got
didn't
a question.
The SEC Network. Nope. Yeah, I was just going to say, didn't the SEC Network televise Auburn when they went to Israel a couple years ago?
I think they did. They talked about the story a lot, and I remember like the Kentucky trips to like the Bahamas and stuff they talk about, but like the games would be on like Flow TV.
Yeah.
So it's like impossible to access.
That's Baylor played in Italy this week, and it was on some random website. Just right. Find it, you know.
Yeah.
Pat, my question for you.
I'm still paying Flow Sports. For
yeah.
One trip. Remember they went there?
Yes.
Yeah.
But what'd you say, Jack?
I was going to say, if we had a pro-am this weekend, how many points are you putting up? You going to hop in any summer games?
Now, if you stick me in the corner and I get a good point guard who can penetrate and kick. Don't expect me to play any defense. That's for sure.
I was going to say you need Kyrie Irving. That's what you would need. You need a driving kick guy.
Driving kick. Yes. I mean, I'll knock him down all day, but I'm not. I probably won't. These days, I just run from the top of the key to the top of the key. I don't go anywhere else.
Smart man. All right, Pat. Well, thank your awesome sponsors, Cabot Outdoors and Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union.
Thank you, boys. Yes, Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Now, still the summer auto loan special. You can still get it. alcoacommunityfcu.org. And, of course, we love Cabot Outdoors. They can help you with any of that power equipment or outside the home. They can they got new stuff. They can repair your stuff. And we appreciate them. And I appreciate you boys doing a good job.
All right, PB. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, buddy.
Okay. Thank you, boys.
All right. Pat Bradley, thanks to Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union and Cabot Outdoors.